My dear brother Graciano, thank you to join you. And as I said at the opening meeting, it is indeed an honor and a pleasure for WHO to work closely with colleagues in FAO. In the last few months, working very hard to support countries from the two organizations to negotiate the political document. Now we call it the Rome Declaration on Nutrition, and of course give us guidance on the framework of action. But for those of you who don't know, before we even get to there, a lot of hard work was put into the preparation the year before by many scientists and also experts from the two organizations. So it is good for me to come here to see countries of the world recommit themselves to the importance of nutrition. But without repeating what Dr. De Silva has said, I just would like to make a few points. To me, food quantity and quality, which is nutrition, quantity is food security, are two sides of the same coin. You need to address both quantity as well as quality. And of course, and you have heard from some intervention that 30% of the food produced are wasted in the food system. And yet there's so many millions of people not having food to keep them healthy. So what can be done to prevent the wastage? And not only wastage in the farm, along the entire food chain, but also in our daily household cooking, in the food we eat in the restaurant. Oftentimes, when you go to buffet, lunch, and dinner, you don't need me to remind you to see the food wastage. So we, each and everyone, as Dr. De Silva mentioned, everyone has a role to play to contribute to food security as well as good nutrition. Now, then the last point I would like to mention, when you have food available to you in the right quantity, I hope, so that you don't overeat to get obesity. Obesity is a big concern for all of us. And the number is staggering. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of adults are obese. In the 90s, we had 31 million children obese. Now I can tell you that figure has gone up to more than 41, 45 million. And this will continue to go up. So what can we do to protect our children? It is important to appreciate the latest science that obesity has clear linkage to non-communicable diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and some form of cancers. For those of you who may read articles, you know, I was stunned to hear about children as young as 9, 10, getting diabetes, what we call juvenile diabetes. And can you imagine the suffering to the children, to the family, and the burden on the health system as well as on the society? I was struck when I was watching a video footage on television telling me a very bright woman in a country, she aspired to become an astronaut, but she was unable to do so because she has developed, you know, teenage diabetes. So she settled for her number two goal, at least to be a pilot. That's still a very admirable goal, but without good health, friends, colleagues, it will stop you from meeting your dream and your aspiration. Now, another point I want to make, when you have food available to you, are they safe? I'm talking about whether or not the food is contaminated by dirty water. And we often see this, you know, outbreaks of cholera, outbreaks of hepatitis A, you know, these are all linked to the importance of water and sanitation. And it is important to link to proper preparation of food, either at home or by a food producer in restaurants, in cafeterias. So the whole chain from farm to table involve a lot of actors. And we realize that in order to have a good, nutritious, safe, and affordable food system, we need all actors to join hands to make this a much, much better world and safer world. And as I said, when health objective and economic objective converge, that's the best position. So let me once again thank you for being here and happy to answer any question.